This is the Canadian Tax Podcast, episode number one, hosted by me, Cameron Ware. Good morning. With a lot of us working from home these days, we thought it'd be a good idea to review the new home office expense claim options available for those of us who did some working from home this year. Basically, in the past, the only option available to employees in terms of being able to claim the home office expense was the detailed method, and this was the usual. You get your employer to fill out the T2200 form that says, yes, you need to maintain a home office for employment purposes. Then April would come around, you'd add up all your expenses, receipts, documents, do all that stuff, and you fill out the T777. Of course, your expenses were prorated based on the square footage of your space. And if the space happened to have both personal and business use, it was a mixed-use space, CRA wanted you to further prorate it based on the number of hours worked in that space. This year, we have two new options available to us. One is the simplified detailed method. This also requires your employers to sign a form, but it's a new form. It's the T2200S. Basically, this is just it's a little one-pager form with some yes-no checkboxes covering did employee work from home, did the employer reimburse employee for any home office expenses, and were the reimbursements included in the T4 slip that was issued to the employee or not. Similar to the detailed method, you need to add up all your receipts, but you claim them on another new form, the T777S, in the option two detailed part of that form. Basically, in terms of expenses you're able to claim, you're looking at rent, utilities, maintenance, some internet, office expenses, or rather office supplies, things like your paper, pencils, things like that. And then also the employment use of your cell phone, which is basically, you know, if you're paying $40 a month and you use your business phone for, call it 10% business calls, 90% personal, you'd be able to claim about 10%. Now, having said that, CRA wants you to be able to back up that claim with number of minutes used and things like that. So the point is, don't claim your whole cell phone bill. It's not going to fly, but a portion of it, CRA seems to be okay with that. Couple things of note here. You can't claim mortgage interest. You can claim rent, not mortgage interest. And then also office furniture. CRA treats those as fixed assets. They want you to claim CCA on that stuff. So in other words, for those of you like myself that ran off and bought a whole bunch of IKEA furniture, set up a pretty sweet home office space, you don't get a full 100% deduction for the home office furniture and office chairs, things like that that you bought. And the last method we have here is the flat rate method. It is available for employees who, and this is CRA's description, worked more than 50% from home for 4 consecutive weeks during 2020. So in other words, if at any time in a month you basically were doing work and 50% of that time you spent working from your home office, you're eligible to claim the flat rate method. It's basically a flat $2 a day, capped at $400, meaning you needed to have worked about 200 days for the year. You don't need any receipts. It's just strictly keep track of your days, claim your $2 a day. You need to fill out the T777S, similar to the simplified method, except this one is just basically a one-liner. It says number of days times $2 a day. And you're capped at the 400, like we said. Unlike the above, also, if your employers reimbursed you for some of the expenses, the reimbursement does not reduce your flat rate claim. You're able to just continue to claim the flat amount per day. One thing to watch with these, just a couple points. 200 days. at $2 a day, that's your 400. Now, you have to remember, March 16th is when this stuff kicked in, March 16th of 2020. So that's about 290 days. Now, if we throw out weekends, that gives us about 208 or so working days. So basically, in order to get the full $400 claim, you basically need to be working from home for almost since it started. Pretty much. You need to be working from home from March all the way through December. So when you run the numbers on this and you find, well, wait a minute, I'm not getting the full 400. That's why you would have needed to start working from home pretty early. I know some people did that, but I think for a lot of people too, it started to kick in more, we'll call it May, June is when we saw a substantial portion of people actually being, set up with their home office and doing all the remote work and stuff like that. Another thing to remember here is the nice thing about the flat rate is it's simple, it's easy. It'll likely make your accountant happy because you don't have to do anything. It's the number of days and that's that. With the other methods, if any of you have filed the classic detailed method in the past, often you'd get queried by CRA saying, hey, we'd like to see receipts. Not necessarily a full-on audit, but a lot of us would get those robot letters that said, dear so-and-so, please send us the supporting documents for your claim here. And you need to scan, upload, do all that good stuff. With the flat rate, you just go ahead and claim it. Additionally, you'll probably find too that because you have to prorate your expenses. So what we mean by that is, let's say your home office is 100 square feet and your house is 1,000 square feet in terms of finished or developed space. You're looking at about 10% of home office expenses that are eligible. So, or I guess to put it another way, you're looking at of your full utilities bill, repairs and maintenance, all that stuff, you get to claim 10% of that. Once you add up that 10% of everything, it might be you're close to the $400. Maybe more, not substantially more. So it just depends on how much work you want to put in here. Now, having said that, CRA actually has a cool calculator that'll tell you exactly what to do. And I think that's going to dictate the amount of work that people want to put in here. If you're close to the $400, at the $400 mark, maybe a little bit under, I think a lot of us will do the flat rate. If you're substantially over, by all means, do the detailed route. Save yourself some money there. But like I said, CRA is a calculator. Just Google CRA Home Office Expense Calculator. That's what I did. It's the first link that pops up. It'll let you basically try out which one's going to work best for you. Just plug in the numbers you want, compare, and go from there. So that will wrap things up. This is Canadian Tax Podcast. Thanks for listening.